A report from the Commission to End Child Abuse and Neglect Fatalities, published Thursday, highlights which steps the government should be taking when addressing child abuse. The purpose of the report, called Within Our Reach, was to discover which practices do and do not work to reduce child abuse fatalities. The report also identifies solutions for those problems. David Rubin is a commissioner for the CEC-ANF and a pediatrician. He says the nation experienced a rise in child abuse deaths over the last several years.
And even though we quote that between 4 and 8 kids die of child abuse and neglect each day, reality is that there may be as many as 10 times as many children who are not dying and being kept alive with non-fatal severe abuse, which, for all intents and purposes, are the same children, except they survived.
This is Michael Petit. I've been involved with child welfare work for more than 40 years. This report is the most comprehensive analysis of what needs to be done to curb abuse fatalities that I've seen during that period.
Within Our Reach is just one piece of a bigger, multifaceted federal push to wipe out child abuse nationwide. But that step of eradicating abuse comes only after those involved, including welfare commissioners, pediatricians, law enforcement officials, researchers, tribal leaders, advocates, policymakers, and parents, are all on the same page. This report attempts to address that issue. CEC-ANF was kicked off by the Protect Our Kids Act of 2012, and the commissioners involved were appointed by the president. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt for KCPW.